We're going to be starting our series that you have in front of you, Following Christ and Fishing for Men. In it, you'll find daily stuff that you'll do the week ahead. You'll also find a memory verse. How good are you at memory verses? Are we still good at this age? Can we still memorize verses good? Takes a little more effort. One way I learned in Bible college memorizing verses was write it on a 3x5. Write the reference in the verse. The memory process, the learning process as you write it will help you remember. The first day you do it, flip the card over, go to the back side. Say the verse 25 times. Just say it. You can even just read over it 25 times. Write the date and 25. And then the next day, do it 20 times. The next day, 15. Next day, 10. Next day, 5. Each time, you can just be reading, reading, reading. Okay? Keep track. And by the time you do that, you'll have it. And then you can review those once a week. And those verses will be there. Gentlemen, you got shirt pockets, or they're nice for at work or whatever. You got a couple of minutes, you pull it out, review it. This God's word hidden in our hearts is what helps us when the times get hard. At times when we wonder, are we going to make it through this? The Holy Spirit brings these verses up and he says, and you remember, yeah, I know that, I know that. God's promises. So different people have different ways to memorize. I found that one works for me. Maybe it'll work for you if you've got other ideas. Use whatever you'd like to. Daily stuff in there to do, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's best if you go ahead and start on it right on Monday rather than waiting for Friday or Saturday and trying to rush through all of them. That way the Lord uses those verses and works on your heart, the Holy Spirit, throughout the week. So go ahead and do that. Following Christ and Fishing for Men. I'd like to start out with my testimony so you know a little bit who I am, what I am. Sinner saved by grace, I guess we all are, aren't we? I'm born on a farm, family of 11 kids. Started off in a Methodist church in the younger years. My brother went to Midwestern Baptist Bible College. And realized he needed to get us in a church that would preach God's word, and he was able to accomplish that, and got us into Baptist churches where God's word was the authority of all matters of faith and practice. I was saved at the age of 16 years old. Come from, my dad was an abuser. Does that affect me today? No, I'm not an abuser. I don't like abusers. I would help them if I knew anybody was one. But the reason I say that is I lived with different pastors since I was very young. When my mom would leave my dad, she had no place to go, and local pastors would put us up. And gives you a unique perspective on pastors' lives because you see it. You see, unfortunately, we hurt pastors sometimes. And from a young guy, since I was in other pastors' homes, going up through the time I was 16, 17, you know, I saw that and I decided that, Lord, I'm going to try to make sure I'm not one guy that hurts pastors. It seems like pastors are hurt easiest by those that they love the most and serve the closest with. And so I decided, purpose in my heart, that I'll not be one that hurts a pastor. Age of 16, in January, I realized that though I'd been in church most of my life, as I looked at my sin, I realized that I needed a Savior. And in a round church building in Elba, Michigan, I knelt at an old-fashioned altar and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, confessed my sin. 2 years later, went off to Bible college. Struggled hard there. My study habits aren't the best that there are. But the Lord got us through. Met my young lady, which I would marry, and we now have 4 kids that love the Lord. We're excited about what the Lord might do for them. You and I have a great impact on other people's lives. Hebrews chapter 12, turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. We're not going to be there long. I just want you to see these two verses. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. If you have any questions along the way, please feel free to ask. You can raise your hand and ask. You can ask me later in person. You can email me. You can call me on the phone. Hebrews chapter 12. We have a great responsibility. Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which just so easily beset us. And there's a lot of preaching can be done here. Let's jump down to verse 13. It says, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. What an awesome responsibility we have, parents, as Christians, others, the lives that we may affect. How horrible it would be to turn someone out of the way. What's the verse say there? Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. We would never want to do that. We have an awesome responsibility. Awesome responsibility before each other, before God, and before the lost. My email address, craver2@gmail.com, if you have any questions, concerns, any ideas for the class, we'll certainly be glad for that. And be open to that. Which one of these can I drink? So as you see on our lesson booklets, you'll do the work ahead of time, and then we'll do the lesson when you get to Sunday school that week. So this week we won't be doing a lesson out of this book. We'll start that next week, and you'll do your preparation work ahead of time. Following Christ and fishing for men. How important. As they contemplated a course of study and spoke with pastor and certainly a lot of good stuff out there. We chose this book. What more important than Jesus Christ? In God's Word, from cover to cover, we see Jesus Christ as the Lamb. From His humility in death to His victorious reign for all eternity, the central theme of the Scripture is Christ as the Lamb. Central theme of Scripture is Christ as the Lamb. From cover to cover, the Lamb passages, providing the covering for our sin, providing salvation for all mankind. Jesus Christ is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, faithful all the way through to his victorious reigning, as we read about the Lamb crowned with glory and honor in Revelation. The Lamb passages. We're familiar with a lot of them. Somebody give me one. Lamb passage. Who knows the Lamb passage? Y'all do. Genesis 22 would be, talk to me a little here, would be Abraham and Isaac. Other Lamb passages. Isaiah 53. John chapter 1, actually verse 29. Other Lamb passages. You know them. You're just a little nervous. Don't be. I'm nervous too. That's okay. Other Lamb passages in the book of Genesis, right up front. What's the Lamb there? Cain and Abel, right? Abel brought the firstling. He brought his. Other Lamb passages. John a blank. Did you say Revelation? Yes, excellent. Revelation 5, Revelation 21, 22. We see Revelation 5 is a lamb standing as if slain there. These are handy to have. Leviticus, we see the lamb. He put the blood up. What was that called? Which lamb was that? Passover lamb. Excellent. Leviticus, we see the atonement, the day of atonement, sin offering, lamb without blemish, without spot. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is the center focus of the Scripture from cover to cover. The Lamb of God. For you and I, it was our salvation. For the folks out there, it is their hope for tomorrow. If they don't receive Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain for them, in Revelation, we see that there's going to be a Lamb in charge of hell. He's going to put them there. He provided them salvation. He provided them a way, and they scorned him, and they rebuked him. The world today hates Jesus Christ. You guys that work in the factories, work out in the world, they hate Jesus Christ. You see it on television. They scorn him. You know, when you think of hell, you know, we commonly think, oh, the devil's in charge of hell. No, he's not. He's not in charge of hell. He got sent there. He'll be cast there. He's not in charge of it. God is. Why? Because God is holy. The central theme of the Scripture is that Jesus Christ is the Lamb slain for the sins of mankind on the altar of the cross. The central theme of Scripture. I picked up this lesson, I thought, following Christ and fishing for men. I would say that I don't follow Christ anywhere nearly what I should. And that's the truth, I don't. And I don't fish for men. And there was 27 different books, and I thought, of all the ones I'm probably failing at most, it's probably this one. And I went and looked at the other ones, and I thought, oh, I could do those and not seem like such a failure. But this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing, that you and I love the Lord Jesus Christ and that we serve him. Have we failed in the past loving him? Certainly. Have we not spoken when we should have? Certainly we have. Does he still love us? Yes. Would the Satan tell us, you failed in the past? Forget it, buddy. You'll just fail again. He sure does. Philippians 3. Anybody say Philippians 3:13? Kelly, read that. You got it there. Go ahead and read. Amen. We press towards the mark. We've come up short in the past. We failed in the past. Don't let Satan use that as a you'll always fail. God will always be faithful. We press towards the mark. We press towards the mark. Following Christ in fishing for men. We do things in our lives. We're busy with a lot of things. We work. We work long hours. We do a lot of things. But following Christ, we have to always remember it has to be our focus. It has to be our focus. Again, have we failed in the past? Yes. But does that keep us from trying? No. I press. Press, pushing. Us going after it. Jesus Christ makes it possible that for you and I to be victorious. Pastor sent out a letter, and he talked in that letter about praying and for class. Probably the best thing that you and I can do for our efforts to follow Christ, the best thing you and I can do for this class is to pray and read our Bibles. The best thing that you and I can do as parents, as those that influence others around us, is pray and read our Bibles. Do we do it enough? I don't. I'm a miserable failure at it. But that's the most important thing we can do. Is spend those times. Sometimes we sit and pray. Sometimes we stand and pray. Sometimes we practically collapse to the floor when we realize what an awesome God we serve and how much we've failed Him. But praying and reading our Bibles. Have we come up short in the past? Yeah, we have. But that's okay. Press on. The Lamb. He was the answer for us. He's the answer for the lost. Slain before the foundation of the world. And will reign as the Lamb for all eternity. We see in Revelation 21 and 22, we see the Lamb there. We see the Lord God and the Lamb reigning supreme. The Lamb. Most important thing that you and I can think of, probably the salutations we give each other, probably should be, He is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of you and I to give our lives to Him. He's worthy of it. Why? Because of who He is, first of all. Secondly, because of what He did for us. He's worthy. You know, all the different groups have a salutation or, you know, a greeting or something. And I don't know that we as Christians ever have this. There's some sayings I've heard a number of times. Brother John Harris used to use, do you remember that one, Sharon? No? Okay. But He is worthy. He is worthy. I got a book for Christmas, Men of Destiny. And people that died serving our God, I go, wow, these people were burned at the stake. Wow. Wow. I thought to myself, I've got it pretty easy. Nobody gets mad and threatens to burn me at the stake for these men were bringing God's word to the plow hand. The one guy stood there as a Catholic priest was saying, we're going to kill you. He said, if you let me live long enough, if I live long enough, he said, the plow hand, the guy running the plow, is going to know more about God's word than you do. And a couple years later, the Catholic Church would put him to death, but not until he had those Bibles out in people's hands. We serve a great God. The Lamb of God is the answer for mankind. He's the answer for you and I. He's the answer for a lost and dying world. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of adoration. He's worthy of our children. To go to the mission field? How many love your kids to go to the mission field and live victorious lives and live a long time yet? How many love to see your kids go off to the mission field and die the first year there? No, not really. That doesn't sound like fun. Well, you guys probably have read the book through Jim Elliot, Through Gates of Splendor. Is that the right title? Am I mixing up two books? Through Gates of Splendor. When he died there on the beach, you think, died. He's gone. And yet the women came back. And later, the very people that killed him baptized, as pastors, baptized his children. Because the women went back and took Jesus Christ back, and they were saved. And then they became pastors. Is he worthy of us to die? Yes, he is. He is because of who he is. He's God because of what he did for you and I. The Lamb of God slain. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our time. He's worthy of our talents, our gifts, our abilities. He's worthy of our children. He's worthy of our speech, of our idle words. He's worthy of those. The Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. The great Moravian revival. Probably some of you have read about it. And the two young men that, and I don't remember all the details, but the two young men that sold themselves into slavery to go out into the island where were many slaves that had never heard Jesus Christ. And the man in charge said that no Bible will ever come to this island, that the gospel will never be presented. And two young Moravians sold their lives into slavery. Permanent slavery, not for a year, not for two. Permanent slavery to get to the island. Man. The Lamb is worthy. He's worthy. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is worthy for you and I to live right, to do right. When we sin, when we come up short, go to the Lord. Is he a forgiving God? Amen. He sure is. Is he a loving God? He sure is. Is he Almighty God? He sure is. The Lamb of God came for salvation. Salvation for all mankind, not just some. What an awesome responsibility we have before the Lord and before the lost. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and every tongue and every people and nation. The Lamb that was slain for us. He He's worthy. He was worthy to open the book. He was worthy to open the seals. You and I need to continue to press. I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We have these books as most of us have been probably saying for a lot of years, and we know a good amount of the scripture. Is it good to review it? Yeah, it is. Is it good to hear it again? Yeah, it is. Especially in my case, because I forget so much. I said to my wife, hey, that's a nice tie. Is that a new one? She said, no. I said, you've had that a long time. I guess I forget a lot. I guess we do too as Christians, don't we? We forget. The review, God's word. Who he is, he's God, the Lord God. What he did for us, those two things are why we love him, why we serve him, why we praise him, why he is worthy. And brethren, that you be not weary in well-doing. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. Be not weary in well-doing. We press toward the mark. I appreciate your prayers this week. I know many of you said that you're praying for me. I appreciate that. Pray that God's word each week would speak to the hearts of the folks that will hear it proclaimed. Us here together, encouraging one another in the faith, encouraging one another to stand for the Lord. Many have quit. Many have gone. Many don't even walk in the way anymore. I know personally people that as I went through Bible college, I looked at them and later they just quit. Don't go to church. Don't do anything. Encourage one another in the faith. Encourage one another to live for the Lord. He's worthy. The Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world, covering sin through Exodus, through the Levitical law. We see all that, and we see him in Isaiah 53, slain, and all that he faithfully did there. He faithfully submitted to all that, and he faithfully completed what was required by a holy God. Otherwise, you and I would be, of all people, most miserable. We would have no hope. We'd have no hope. Again, pray for the Sunday school class. Pray for each other. Pray that God's word would have free course, free reign in our lives. Encourage one another in the faith. Be a blessing to each other. And again, any questions, any ideas, any concerns, please get a hold of me. A lot of people use email. I'm not on the computer a lot, but you can email me at craivert, and then the number 2@gmail.com. For any communication you may want. Get your 3 by 5s, get your memory verses going. It's a verse a week. Verse a week. I saw in the bulletin last week that the kids downstairs did about one verse every 2 weeks. So we're older than them. We ought to be able to do one a week, eh? Come next week, I'll probably have one or two of you, if you would, stand up and say your verse for the week. So be prepared to volunteer. Okay. The Lord is worthy of our time. He's worthy of us turning off the television and giving that time to him. And not that television hasn't had good uses, because it certainly has. But he's worthy of it because of who he is. He's the God of all creation. He's the Lamb slain for you and I. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we look at our new Sunday school book, Following Christ, a daily, an hourly, and even by the minute something that we have to continue doing, because it's so easy to go our own way. We have our own desires, our own lust, our own agendas, our own ideas. Lord, help us to follow you and your word. Help us to never forget that your word is the final authority for all matters in our life of faith and practice. Lord, help that not to be a cute little saying that we use, but help it to be a reality in our lives. Lord, might we build one another up. Lord, might we build our pastor. Lord, as we've seen people hurt pastors over the years, Lord, might we never hurt this pastor. Lord, might we encourage one another in the faith. Lord, as we follow you, Lord, and as we fish for men, Lord, make us fishermen. Help us get gospel tracts in our pockets, get them out at the restaurants, get them out wherever we get opportunities. Lord, pray that you go before us this week and prepare folks whose paths will cross with a tract or with a gospel message. Lord, might we realize that we can live victorious Christian lives through prayer and through reading your word. Pray for Pastor this morning. As he travels, keep him safe, getting over here. Pray for the chapel. Pray for this morning's message. Lord, pray that you would touch our hearts. Lord, that we would live for you. Lord, certainly you are worthy. You're worthy of us to live for you. We thank and praise you for who you are. We thank and praise you for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.